Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Jay. Jay writes from Sukasana, New Jersey. And Jay writes, what can be done to fix the housing shortage problem? Well, that's a great question, Jay. You know, home prices are skyrocketing in many places around the country, due in large measure to housing shortages. And there's a timely and interesting solution that's coming out of Seattle to this problem. Seattle's case in point, because in Seattle, recently over 100,000 new jobs were created, but during that time, only about 30,000 new housing units were created, hence the skyrocketing home prices. Because, of course, home prices, more than anything else, are driven by supply and demand. And what Seattle Tech for Housing, which is a nonprofit, is trying to do is to address the archaic zoning ordinances that make it much more difficult to build to meet demand. So like I said, you've got, you know, 100,000 new jobs, only 30,000 new housing units. And one of the reasons is because more than half of the land in Seattle is zoned for single-family homes. That doesn't really make much sense given the, you know, much higher population density that they have now. We have the same problem in New Jersey, many, many municipalities, where the zoning, as in Seattle, was created a long time ago when demand was lower, when the cost of land was lower, when the cost to build was lower. And so these archaic zoning ordinances have created a bottleneck in the housing ecosystem. And builders just simply aren't building enough units to satisfy demand. And, you know, some people are sort of reflexively resistant to change of any kind, but, you know, one of the main arguments to maintain these outdated zoning ordinances is to maintain the character of a particular area. But character has a lot more to do with people than it does to do with building structures. And, you know, zoning ordinances need to keep up with current kind of demographic and population realities. And if they don't keep up, then housing prices are going to continue to skyrocket. So thanks for your question, Jay. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.